In the world of technology, there's been a number of advancements that I do believe will impact the way that you engage with not only the people around you as well as your workplace, but also with your devices as well. So ChatGPT has officially come to the Android family. So not perhaps in exactly the way that Apple had decided to do it with the iPhone, or rather with iOS 18, where they're going to be using their own private artificial intelligence or AI, where you whatever you do remains within that ecosystem that Apple has built, with which is an incredible option to have. So you can do a number of things on the Apple on the iPhone rather that is running, or any Apple device that is running iOS 18, as well as the iPad as well, and I think also MacBooks. So you can edit emails, you can change the tone of an email, you can get assistance on designing and writing as well. Amongst other things, and also sorting and organizing your emails, and probably even sending those emails, which is a very, very good thing. And I do hope, oh my goodness, I do hope that this doesn't stop people from learning how to do these things themselves and being efficient at them, because I definitely do foresee that happening to a number of people. And the one thing I do love about this, though, or what I wanted to get into, is the fact that ChatGPT has come to Android. There's an app that you can now download in order for you to engage with it, but it's not as integrated. So if you don't have a Samsung device or a Pixel device, which both run Android, and they have an AI system built into the device's system, right? Meaning that you can do certain things that are powered by AI using the neural processor within the phone. They can do and have certain features that you wouldn't otherwise have on any other Android device. But the beauty of having ChatGPT on Android devices and being able to download their app is the fact that now you can literally just copy and paste an email that you've been sent and ask it to be summarized. Or you can copy and paste it, and or maybe you can even write the email on ChatGPT, or copy and paste an email you've written and ask it to make the email better. Because there are many emails that are being sent around that are not proper English, or maybe even not even proper Afrikaans or Zulu or Xhosa or whatever language you might be communicating in. So it can help you in just maybe polish the ends, or the, you know, as you would say, maybe if you're a shoe designer, it can help you just give it a little polish before you send it off, right? So those are the things that you need to be aware of that you might be able to do within this latest latest update by ChatGPT, now making its app available on all Android devices. DJI Air 3 drone with dual cameras. DJI, if you don't know them, they make amazing drones, which there's a lot of debate in different areas and in different communities whether drones should even be allowed, especially because they're flying cameras. And I'm very curious as to how you personally feel about this. Someone flying a drone up in the air, and it now has view of your home. It can literally take videos of what's happening in your yard, and it just flies past your yard without any permission of having done so. And probably can, in those houses where the windows are big, and some houses or homes don't even have they don't even have curtains. So imagine how much you'd be able to capture, even if it's by mistake. This is footage that now belongs to the person who flew the drone past your home. So it raises a lot of concerns, and DJI is making it easier and easier for their drones to be accessed and to be operated on phones, rather than you having to buy a special device. And they're making them smaller and smaller, and they're increasing the quality as well as the cameras themselves. So for example, this one, they're offering both 24 millimeter and 70 millimeter focal lengths. That 70 millimeter really worries me, because I mean, this means that you can see things from further off, right? And not to mention just that the fact that the battery is now pushing towards 46 minutes instead of 30, as most drones are able to last currently, up to 30 minutes. And that's quite incredible, right? it's quite incredible to have such small cameras that have such good quality on such nimble and flexible devices that can fit through almost anything and fly over anything. It then leaves us with the question of what is then going to happen in future with policies and laws that are going to govern these devices that can easily just come into a party that you're throwing next door and take videos of it, even though the person wasn't invited. How do you feel about that?